Hi, this is Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. In the World Series between two teams known for failing to win, Bill Littlefield is cheering for the one with a lengthier pedigree.
The fans who fill the ancient park wherein the Cubs all dwell have long been known for feeling that the losing there was swell. They came for baseball, not for wins. There was no thought of rings, no more than mermaids, leprechauns, or other magic things. They came for beer, companionship, and bleachers bathed in sun, and it was icing on the cake on days when their team won. That is, of course, a half-truth, just a myth, a mere canard. Forever there have been some Cubs fans scattered in that yard who hoped for glory long delayed and dreamed of some bright time when their team, known for losing, would ascend to heights sublime and banish evermore the rumor that the Cubs were cursed. A silly notion, in which you are doubtless now well-versed. But can you blame believers who could only humbly wait? The Cubs have not been champions since 19-bleeping-8. Can science, luck, or natural law explain that monstrous drought? We can, I think, forgive the superstitious, those who doubt that any team could spend so many years below the top without some dire, dreadful explanation for the flop. We might now cast as spoilers those who'd foil the hungry Cubs, except that of the many striving, most deserving clubs that might have risen up to test Chicago's latest lot, the Indians of Cleveland are the folks the Cubs have got to deal with. And the Indians, not often known as great, have not come home a winner once since 1948. So idle stand the Giants and the Cardinals and the Dodgers, and likewise Boston's Red Sox and the rookies and the Codgers associated with the other winning teams of late. The Indians or Cubs this time will soon emerge as great. And I suppose that either would make up for lots of flubs, but I root for the greater story. So I'm for the Cubs.
You can hear more from Only a Game on this weekend's show. We'll look at the Chicago Cubs' presence in the current World Series through the lens of a piece W.P. Kinsella wrote decades ago. We'll also learn about the history-making 1971 Pittsburgh Pirates, and Shaquille O'Neal will stop in to read for us from his new book. So gather around the big Aristotle and form a big circle. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.